Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing, Pete? It's Mr. Finkley.
Oh, what's up? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, it's been crazy for me with the company, man. I had a whole lot of things going on, man. But I just wanted to touch bases with you to let you know I'm going to get with the Secretary of Florida and see how we can clear that up. But they did tell me once I do make that payment, it's going to be like 1 to 2 days.
Okay.
For it to show up in the system. But I think I was going to apply for the equipment loan, right?
Yeah, let me pull up your file real quick. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good. We got some real nice breezy weather here in Miami that we need. It's not scorching hot.
Yeah.
We got a nice breeze today.
You a Dolphins fan or you a Bucks fan?
Yeah, I'm a Dolphins fan. Even though we're not looking good, I'm a Dolphins fan.
Hey, you know, you got that dude Ajayi, you know, crushing it right now. Hopefully, you know, going into week three, he can pull off another 200-yarder.
No, right? That's what we're going to need, 200 bucks.
So, yeah, it looks like as long as your credit's above 600, and, you know, I haven't pulled it yet, but As long as that's all squared away, we can definitely do an equipment financing here for a truck.
Okay. And how does that procedure work? How long does it take once you execute?
Yeah, it's actually pretty standard here. Just kind of like a typical car loan, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments. Depending on your credit, you know, your interest rate will be, you know, somewhere between mid-single digits and in the teens. It's pretty standard stuff. But all we really need is a quote and an application. And, you know, you sent me all the banks and all that stuff. So, did you send me an equipment quote for the truck you're looking for specifically?
Yeah, I sent you the quote of who I was going to purchase it from Debbie. I sent you all of that.
Let me see. Are you sure? Let me look through my email. Make sure you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I see. I have your bank statement page.
Yeah,
have the taxes.
The tax, and I also sent the.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't see the quote. I'm gonna look through it, real quick.
Yeah, what
would
it be?
Should
the
be
name, her name. Her name was Debbie.
It was on October 10th. It looks like. No. Let's see. Yeah, I can't find the quote in here. I'm just, you know, I just want to make sure I got that from you. I got everything else, man. It should be in here if you sent it to me. Maybe let me just text you your tax return. Maybe it got stuck one page in there. Yeah, I'm not seeing the quote. You probably did send it to me, but because you sent through fax, you know, my page might have got lost.
No, I emailed.
Oh, you emailed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why isn't that coming up? Let me figure this out. Thank you. there it is. I see the email. There you go. Yeah, it was... So, which one of these were you actually... Because you sent me a long screenshot here of all the quotes.
It's the one at the bottom for like 50...
I see one for 48,500. The 2010 Peterbilt 387. There's one for there's two of them actually. There's one for 42.
You say you see one for 48?
Yeah, 48,500.
Yeah.
Perfect. Alrighty. Yeah, so it looks like I got everything I need here, except for that SOS confirmation. So as soon as we get that, I'm going to actually add this quote into my file. I don't know why I didn't have it in there before. Perfect.
You say, do they, would they mail a check or... to the company or how
It works depending on your specific deal. Most of the time, like 90% of the time, we're going to pay the vendor outright, straight directly to them, and then you'll just either get it shipped over to you or you go pick it up. Where is this vendor? I didn't even look. Is this close to you at all?
It's not too far from it, like 2 hours.
Cool. So you're gonna go pick that up, obviously, or
either pick it up or they'll bring it
to you. Cool. So yeah, we're gonna pay them directly, and you'll go pick it up or they'll drop it off. I dealt with some pains, man, where some people were in like Oregon buying trucks in Arizona, and like they with the whole taxes, they were like, "Do I not pay?" Because Oregon doesn't pay sales tax, but like if you drive it off the lot in Arizona, you got to pay taxes. It was a mess, man. But this looks a little bit more cut and dry. You're staying local.
Yeah. And what would be the payment?
Hard to tell right off the bat here. But here, let me just run some numbers. Say you're looking at with taxes and everything. I'm assuming this is going to be a little bit over 50K. So we'll just use a 50K figure to keep it simple. It's probably going to be more like 53-ish, 52. I guess we'll do like 53.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure how the sales tax is down there in Florida. Do you know?
I'm not really sure.
And we'll just try... Yeah, well, 53 sounds like a good number. That's like 10%, so that'll cover taxes and fees, all that stuff. So we'll just use that as a base number. Now, let's say you're looking for around a 60-month term, so 5 years pretty much.
Yeah.
So if you do that over 60, so probably on the higher end of things here, you're going to be around 1,100, and I'm saying like the higher end.
Yeah.
Lower end, let's see. Yeah, just around, between 900 and 1100, just assuming, without any interest at all on a 5-year term, it comes out to about 900 for 53,000. So yeah, just adding on like, the extra $100, $150 every month would probably be around, my best guess here. It'll be easier once you get some solid numbers, but... If you budget for... I'm going to say if you budget for $1,200, you'll be fine,
All right.
$1,200 a month, I'm sure you'll be able to, pay that every week, pretty much in a week, right?
Exactly.
No problem. Cool.
All right, man. So as soon as I get that situated, I'll give you a call back.
All right, sounds good. Take care, Tyrone.
All right. Thanks,
bye-bye.